This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Strikes out Torres for the first out as he touches triple digits for the first time. His payoff pitch to Green is swung on and missed, and he turns it up to 100, makes it back-to-back K's to open this All-Star game. Out of 0-1, Judge grounds one up the middle. At second base, Scott Marte over to first to finish off a 1-2-3 first inning for Skeens.
That was fun, except it left me highly depressed. Pomp is off for the week. He's in Scotland, hitting out of bunkers and sending us videos of spectacular shots out of bunkers. Ron is not here. He retired a year and a half ago. Do you remember Ron Limits?
I do, and I remember his retirement. We were both here and both finally remembering it.
That was kind of you making your entrance. You know, I just wrote about some of the great comebacks I've witnessed, and one was Pat White, one of my all-time favorite college players. He was fighting with Adam Bednarik. Our little Adam Crowley would know this story. He may have even been there, or he may have been 4 years old. I don't remember. I was covering the Big East for ESPN at the time. Congratulations on all my success.
Truly.
Yes, Limits?
Yes.
And I was covering West Virginia, Louisville. I don't remember the year. What years were Pat White there? 2005, it might have been. He was fighting with Adam Bednarik, the nephew of the great Chuck Bednarik, made famous for his back-breaking tackle on Frank Gifford with the famous picture that you've probably seen if I showed it to you. Pat White took his star turn one day at Mountaineer Field against Louisville. West Virginia was down 24-7 in the fourth quarter. 24-7 in the fourth quarter. They win the game, I believe, 48-44 in triple overtime.
48.
And Pat White never looked back. He was spectacular. I don't know why I'm talking about that. Yes, I do. Because you took your star turn on Ron's last show. I think that's when you won this job. You weren't full-time yet,
I recall. It took another 4 months or so.
Did you feel nervous that day with all the... I mean, we had some of the most famous people in Pittsburgh sports history lined up for that show. Mean Joe Green, especially, followed by Joe Namath to end the show.
And we had difficulties. And we had difficulties trying to get both of them on.
And
was
you
I
did
nervous?
It.
I would be lying if I said I wasn't. Very nervous. I might have been sweating, Joe, that I was so nervous. Because I knew that if I screwed this up, that it would be not good, because it would be sad the way that Ron's career ends, saying, well, Ron, we tried to get some of these guys on to end the show, even though the week has been so awesome, we're not going to have the ultimate crescendo to this.
Right. It would have been hurtful, I think. But who cares? They don't ask how you won the game, only if you won it, Limits. And you won it, and you did the job. We've talked about this before. But Mean Joe Green, I mean, he's become Mellow Joe Green and Nice Joe Green. He called us from an airport in Texas.
I think it was in Vegas at the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah.
They'd flown from Texas to Vegas,
right,
and called us at baggage claim. He said, I'm at baggage claim. That was at about 1:30, and you got him on the line. And then, of course, the famous story where people think it was rigged at the end, like I wanted to create drama.
Well, it sure wasn't.
We didn't think Joe Namath was calling, and he didn't call the prescribed number. he called the fan line. Somebody, one of his relatives got a hold of him and said, they're trying to get you. Call this number. And they gave him the fan line. And City Limits, I think, won the lottery by recognizing the number.
It was the number.
Recognizing is something. Yes.
It was the number because I had only dialed it about 20 times prior to that.
Right.
So I started to remember it.
What an unbelievable move by you to recognize. You shouldn't have even been looking at the fan line at that point. You should have been like, obviously, forget about regular callers right now.
Yeah.
We're about to talk to Ron Cook's childhood hero from Beaver Falls, his hometown, to end his career, to cap his career. You had no business looking at the fan line's limits. And yet you did, and you got Joe Namath on the line.
No, I didn't, and I was just keeping my peripheral vision, like on our call screener that we have here, just to look. And we get a lot of calls on that regular line. And I could just tell Ron being so emotional, I kept calling. I was just like, oh, please, please. Because I could tell after the show ended, like, whew, it was a big sigh of relief for me and a big breath of fresh air. And I even went into Craig afterward and I said, thanks for having me produce that show, because I thought that maybe this is something that'll put me on the map. And luckily it did.
And luckily, or it was more than luck. You make your own luck in life,
you
Limits.
Can, yeah.
And I think you did. And I'm happy to have you. And I don't know why I got into that. Do
I don't
you?
Either, but I'm very happy to be with you as well.
I know I'm thinking, I guess because I was thinking about Ron today. Do you know why?
No, you know, no, I really don't.
Wrong. Because I was on a walk this morning. I'm trying to walk before the show. And Ron used to do that every single morning. Now, he would walk for miles. He would actually go for long, like, you know, multiple mile walks in the mornings. He still does, as a matter of fact.
He must have passed on that baton to Donnie Football. Donnie does the same in the mornings.
Does he?
He does. He takes a lot of walks in the morning.
He is a young Ron Cook in many ways, isn't he? Donnie Football. Can you imagine if Donnie, with this bright, friendly, you know, quintessential Pittsburgh personality, turns into a bitter curmudgeon with a beard
late in his
50s. Is he going to turn into Ron?
No, I think that Donnie has more energy. He has more spark. He has more pizzazz.
Well,
than
so
Ron.
Did Ron when he was 29. How old is Donnie?
29.
I can't wait for Donnie's wedding. Should we heckle him?
Yes. At his own wedding?
Yes.
I think we need to bring a birthday cake and sing happy birthday at the wedding.
I think Donnie might be a little worried about my presence there. What is that guy going to do? Usually you worry about the drunks in your family or friends or, you know, what's this guy? Is he going to ruin my wedding? I think Donnie may be slightly concerned about my presence there.
If he's slightly concerned about you, how do you think he feels about Callis?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
good point.
I think the alarm bells are going off already.
Great point there. I'll concede that one. So in honor of Ron, and this was not designed either, we just got here. Let's crack open a six-pack, Limits, because there's a lot of things happening, and Ron's two favorite things in the world are walking and drinking. We took care of one. Let's take care of the other.
Especially if both are free.
Yes.
And walking,
both of those are free
they
for
are
Ron.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if he tracks, goes to his spots.
Tracks and beer. Let's start with the obvious, the All-Star game last night. And Paul Skeens. And can't they pitch two innings, first of all? If you earn the honor to pitch an All-Star game, why do you only pitch one inning? It would be because it's a participation thing? Do we hand out participation medals? We want to get nine pitchers in the game? What are we doing here? If you're good enough to be the starter and you were bestowed that honor, then pitch two innings, if not three. Do you agree?
I do. It used to be two. Like for the longest time, up until a couple of years ago, it was always two innings. I found it funny because right after Skeens' 1-2-3 inning, Livy Dunn tweeted, one more inning, please. And they still didn't send him out for another inning. So I thought that was kind of ironic.
She was right.
Because at this point, that's all you get. But even especially before pre-pandemic All-Star games, you typically would see two innings, sometimes two and a third from the starter before they would ultimately
Man,
pull him.
I was just hoping he would strike out Judge and then he would have had an epic inning. He struck out the first two hitters who are pretty good hitters. And then Judge, he got to weekly ground out. I think you can make an argument that Cruz was the biggest star of the home run derby, and Skeens was one of a few. It wound up being Schwarber, probably. Alonso had a moment,
Alonso.
A couple of other guys. But in terms of who people were talking about as the game went on, it was, my God, did you see that guy? 100 miles an hour, just blowing people away. And they're probably not even aware, if they don't see Skeens on a regular basis, that he actually has a ridiculous arsenal of pitches and the mind of, you know, a 35-year-old pitcher, the way he works batters and uses his stuff. I think people already knew, but I think a lot of people, things got ratcheted up a little bit when watching Paul Skeens. And they probably also thought, wait a second, that graphic has to be wrong. He has a 2.01 ERA, all these other ridiculous numbers. He's first or second in every category that matters for a pitcher. He's throwing the ball past great hitters at over 100 miles an hour. But it says his record is 4-8. That's a mistake, right? How could Fox make a mistake
right
off the bat with the graphic there? So that's why limits. It left me, you know, a little bit depressed coming out of this. Because this kid is truly, truly a phenom in every sense of the word. We're not overdoing it by calling him one of the most talented, greatest young pitchers in the history of baseball. The Pirates have that guy. But all I can think about, and I know I'm not alone, is for how long, how many other teams want him, 29, and what are they going to get for him someday? How could they not have made more of an effort to build around him? You know what I mean? It's sort of what we've been talking about leading into the game. I found myself enjoying the Cruz night way more than the Skeens night because Skeens, you know, Cruz has a chance to be a really good player. He's not right now. He's a good player. Sometimes a bad player. Skeens is a historically great player with, you know, there might as well be an hourglass attached to his jersey. You know what I mean? Like sands through the hourglass.
These are the Aiyuks of our lives.
Yeah, the days of our Skeens. Yeah. It's I can't help it. It would be different. It was different last year. The Pirates were a game out last year. There was every opportunity to build with this guy, and I'm sick of talking about it. We talked about it a million times, and they come up with Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier and Spencer Horwitz. That's how they went out and improved their team, or tried to. And it's just a reminder, a very stark reminder, no pun intended, of what we're dealing with here. It's a reminder of what the Pirates have so blatantly and hurtfully to their fan base failed to do. Isn't it? Was it that way for you? I enjoyed it, but the joy immediately turned to despair.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's obviously great to watch Skeens go out there and dominate, and it was one of those good luck type of moments for Skeens where he threw 14 pitches, 13 of them were all fastballs, 4 of them were 100 miles an hour.
I love
or
that
better.
About him. He just comes out and fires. He's not trying to trick anybody in those settings. A lot of times, whether in a regular game when he's faced Otani and stuff like that, it's I'm coming at you because I respect you, respect me, you know?
Pretty much just my best against your best, who wins out? And of course, it's Skeens that ultimately does. But it just is embarrassing is kind of the word
That's
for me.
That's a better word. Yeah.
Embarrassing is the word because you have such a great thing, but you don't know how to capitalize it on it or take advantage of it. And it's a sad reality that you can only change by your own efforts. And if you don't put in the effort, just like if you have like a lot of talent in like finance or in school, like you're the really smart kid at school and you could tell like you could do everybody else's homework or you just dominate with stuff in the classroom, but yet you put no effort in and you don't study for the tests or you do nothing to be able to further make yourself from like an A to an A+. That's the Pirates where right now they're a C and they're not even trying to make themselves a B.
A C. They're a D- right now.
Yeah.
They're
I'll a D-.
Should he ask for a trade? At some point in the next year, if this happens again next year, if they go out and sign, pick out any broken down 36-year-old who can't see and then a utility man who can't really play anymore and then an already injured first baseman with one arm this offseason, should he ask to be traded next year?
I wouldn't blame him if that's the case. No, I would not.
I don't think in such an unusual situation. Crack another one for Ron, would you please?
I would love to.
It's such an unusual situation because I'd say 90% of the time, if not more, fans are going to side with the team in contract disputes or certainly in cases where a player wants to be traded. And maybe these days, when I think fans have more information and they're sort of keener to the business of sports, maybe these days you'll get more siding with the player. But this situation would be one of the unique ones I've ever seen. Because if Skeens tomorrow, if he came back here and said, you know what, and he never would, I'm aware of that. This is a theoretical exercise. Please, limits, let that be known. If he came back tomorrow and said, man, being around all those players and great players, so many of them on great teams, I don't want to be here anymore. This is the word you used. This is embarrassing. I want to be traded. I think if you then, immediately, when that story hit the wires, if you went out and took a poll of 500,000 Pirate fans around the world, I think close to 500,000 would be on his side. Do you agree?
Yes. Yes, I do. And it's just partly because he is so great and the team is just not trying to help him and benefit from it. And partly is that, like, sure, you feel like you kind of owe something to Paul Skeens just because of the work that he puts in and how talented he is and how much of an all-time great he's going to be. But you should just owe it to yourself, and you should be able to admit that and be willing to change something about it. So, no, I would agree with you that
you'd certainly be on his side.
I would be on Skeens'
side. At least 95%. Next. Meanwhile, he was great in the game. Did he have a case as the night went on for MVP?
I thought so, but as the game got more and more to the side of offense, and it wasn't a 3-0 game anymore, yeah. It wasn't a 2-0 game anymore, that's the only chance that I think a pitcher has of winning this game anymore, especially a starting pitcher, is if it's like a 1-0 game and you blow the ball by everybody in the first inning, which is what he did.
Yeah.
But the more and more offense that's added on, of course, the bats are going to shine.
What did we think of the way the game was concluded? I think that it was fun and it was entertaining. And I don't like Rob Manfred, but I think he gets way more right than wrong. I really do. I don't like his style. I get angry when he talks a lot. But he's been great for the game of baseball. He made the most profound change that I've seen to baseball in my lifetime. Well, I guess I was one or something when the mound was lowered. But the timing of games really revolutionized it. It's become way more watchable in a low attention span world. I mean, he completely changed it. It's become way more enjoyable to watch a baseball game. I think he's got the All-Star game right. The whole All-Star weekend. Baseball has something that people love. It's home runs. The home run derby was way too long. I get that. But still, they're trying to accentuate their strength there. What they do well. People love homers. And then at the end of the All-Star game, when it's tied, instead of having that ridiculous Bud Selig moment from all those years ago when he's got his hands up in the air like, what do you want me to do? Let's just call it a tie. They were ready with a home run contest. And I got to tell you, Limits, it was the best part of the game other than watching Skeens pitch. Be honest, I kind of lost track of the game and turned away from it to watch Caitlin Clark for a while. But I came back and was thoroughly entertained. And that's all I care about. The kid for Milwaukee came into the game. He got hit up a little bit, but he was throwing 102. I was entertained. Manfred and baseball have the best All-Star situation, the day leading up to it and the game itself in all of sports. Do you agree there, Limits?
Undisputed, Joe. I don't think it's close. It's like the difference between rookie ball and the major leagues.
Yeah.
Because the Pro Bowl games are a joke to what the sport of football actually is.
I honestly don't even know what they do in hockey anymore. I don't know what they do in football
anymore.
They
didn't even have an NHL All-Star game last year.
I get paid for this. I don't know what they do. What do they do in the Pro Bowl?
They do skills competitions beforehand, and then it's a flag football game. I don't even know how many people play in the flag football game. All I know is that Minka had more interceptions in said flag football game than all of the last 2 years combined. So it must not be that great of a representation of actual football.
Next.
So MLB All-Star Game is incredible, and it always should stay that way.
Yes.
Because it's actually, they're actually playing the sport the way that they always
sort
play.
Not necessarily, but it's as close of a facsimile. Like, nobody's going to slide hard, you know, into home or have, well, you can't really have
Stephen
a collision
Kwan
anymore.
Slid pretty well into second base trying to get that
extra
90
feet. Yeah, you're
right
about that limits. Are you going to run into a fence and things like that? It definitely approximates the game.
Right, like there's no defense in the NBA All-Star game. Paul Skenes is still throwing 100. It's not like he's grooving it in there at like 80 miles an hour.
I know.
It's the game at its most authentic point with the best of the best. The MLB All-Star game is by far the best.
The best of the best until they got to the deciding point. What did we make of the fact that Ohtani, and I'm not sure about Judge, but Ohtani was gone?
Yeah.
They got on a plane and then left. So it can't be that. You're talking about authentic and competitive. It can't be that competitive if guys are on an airplane while Kyle Schwarber is hitting home runs. Aaron Judge apparently wasn't available at the end. That's the only thing that would have made it better,
right,
is to have those guys participate. Your opinion on Ohtani leaving? I don't like it, honestly.
I don't like it at all. Now, it was a 6-0 game, so I wonder, is that why they're just getting out of there? Because somebody reported they're actually on a plane right now flying back. That's why they're not at the All-Star game, like multiple different players, like the starters.
I know, not just Ohtani, but obviously since he's the greatest player in the world, him and Judge not being in that home run contest. I mean, come on. You guys are asked to be here for one night. You're chosen as All-Stars. We're at least pretending to have a competitive venture here. Don't leave before the end of the game.
Yeah, stay for like, I don't know, another hour. Will that really hurt you to stay for another hour?
Aren't they
of the
on
game?
Private planes anyway?
Yes.
Are they flying commercial?
No, they're most of them
their
are on
their
private planes.
Plane can. I'm pretty sure about that.
I would think
can leave whenever they want.
So the National League, I think, was fortunate because Alonso and Schwarber were in the game late because they weren't starters,
right?
Like, Kyle Stowers was ultimately chosen, and he had no idea.
I don't even know who he is. Next.
He's from the Marlins.
I know.
The AL, who they sent out there to represent them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That was a joke.
Who's the Marlins' all-time leading home run hitter?
It's not Miguel Cabrera.
Wrong. I actually don't know. Can we look it up? Next.
Sure.
I have a spiritual golf animal.
Oh, it's probably Stan.
Limits. Probably. Did you know that? That I have a spiritual golf animal out there? His name is Wyndham Clark.
It is Stanton. 267.
Good. And he smashed in a locker at Oakmont. And he's in trouble. Of course, he also missed the cut, which is why he smashed in the locker. He has a temper. So do I on the golf course. I was golfing with my stepson, Michael, in Cape May last week. Probably today, right about now, I was golfing in Cape May. And we got paired with one other guy, a very nice man from New Jersey. And Michael told me later that the guy went up to Michael privately and said, "Is Joe going to hurt himself today?" So that was an issue as I kept getting angrier and angrier as my horrible round developed. This dude, it's kind of a different story when you're at Oakmont in the U.S. Open. But Oakmont has taken action. They've banned Wyndham Clark. In a letter sent to members this week, Oakmont Country Club president John Lynch said the club has banned this man after discussions with the board and the U.S. Golf Association, USGA. According to Lynch's letter, the ban could be lifted if Clark pays for damages, makes a, quote, meaningful contribution to a charity selected by Oakmont Country Club's board, and undergoes counseling and or anger management therapy. Should he do all these things? Is this a just punishment, oh limitless wonder? And what should happen to me at some of these clubs? I haven't done anything like that, though.
You haven't broken anything? Nothing's been damaged?
Other than my own clubs.
Other than your own soul?
Nobody else's. Yeah, my soul and my clubs. Nobody's property. I think this is legitimate.
I do, too. He needs to do something because it's just... you're talking about one of the clubs that are the most historic in the country. And you can't just go and damage Oakmont and expect there not to be any punishments for it. And Wyndham Clark is also kind of a repeat offender, right? Like, he's had other issues at other places. So I have no problem with this from Oakmont. If he does the necessary things to get back, I'm okay with it. But
yeah.
Joe.
Wes, what happened? Breaking news?
We have a bell ringer.
What do we got?
Robert Murray of FanSided. The Pittsburgh Pirates are trading Adam Frazier to the Kansas City Royals.
Cancel the parade.
Cam Devaney is going to the Pirates. Have you ever heard of him?
No, tell me about Cam Devaney. Is he a 29-year-old quasi-prospect who spent 6.5 season in the minor leagues with a good OPS but will never make it in the majors? Or is he a lottery ticket 11-year-old who they're going to have to wait 10 years to see if he's any good? Please tell me.
Well, Joe, Cam Devaney is a 28-year-old shortstop.
Bingo.
Who in the minors has 18 home runs, 55 RBIs, and is hitting .272. But again, that is in the minor leagues.
At 28 years old.
Cam Devaney in the major leagues.
Yeah, let me guess, because I don't have it in front of me, and I've never heard of Cam Devaney. Is he related to former Nebraska football coach Bob Devaney?
Possibly.
Was he even a Nebraska football coach?
I don't know.
I'm going to say he's played parts of four seasons and has a career 201 average.
He has not made his major league debut.
Well, we can't wait for that, can we?
That'll be a big day there.
Crack another one in honor of Adam Frazier.
Please.
Yeah. The day they signed Adam Frazier, I think I was playing golf somewhere, maybe indoors. And my first reaction was, yeah, right. You're joking. The guy at the range told me, and I said, yeah, that's laughable. Adam Frazier, are you kidding me? But it was true, wasn't it, Limits?
Oh, yeah, it's true. And now he's gone.
And Adam Frazier is an okay player. you know, is 654 OPS, no power, no speed. Well, he's got some speed. He's an okay fielder, sitting 255. I guess he gives you a quasi-professional at-bat, unless you're asking him to lay down a sacrifice bunt, which he failed on multiple occasions to do this season. He's about the last thing they needed, which was another utility man. As I've said many times, the Pirates have more utility men than Duquesne Light. Every single guy on their roster plays eight positions, just none of them well. What are they doing? Go out and get a guy who's already good, who's in his prime, and can play baseball at one position. So Adam Frazier seems like a decent guy. He was really good for a couple years early in his Pirate career. Remember David Fries predicted him to win a batting title?
He did, yeah.
And now he's an aging journeyman who is another blight on Ben Cherington's resume. That's what it is. Him and Tommy Pham together, and they can't trade him soon enough. Don't care that he's hitting. It's silly season. Nothing matters. Nothing should be taken seriously from this point to the rest of the year as far as being indicative of anybody's future performance. Like if Jack Sawinski hits 17 home runs between now and the end of the year, it won't matter. Go out and get good players, will you? Not Adam Frazier. Adam Frazier is a piece. He's a piece for a team that already has a really good lineup and needs somewhat of a utility man who can give you, a quasi-professional at-bat. It couldn't be that professional if you're hitting 250 with a 654 OPS. He's about the last thing this team needed.
He's the 25th or a 26th man on the roster at this point. He's not the player that he was when he first came up with the Pirates. And I mean, you basically just throw him away for a lottery ticket and not much of a
That guy's not a lottery
there.
Ticket. He's a used lottery ticket. He's 28.
It's a $1 lottery ticket.
Yeah, what are you going to get?
A quick little scratch off.
Minor league depth. Next. Have you ever won a lottery, even a scratch off limits? I know you haven't won the jackpot, but
no, maybe like I've won a couple like $2 or like $10, I think was the most.
$2? Yeah. Did you get less than what you paid for the ticket?
I won
the lottery once. I got a nickel.
I've never bought a lottery ticket, but my grandmother likes to buy them for us for like Christmas or a birthday or something like that. Like she'll buy us a lottery ticket and something else. And if I ever win anything, it's only like a couple of dollars.
That feels profoundly sad for some reason.
I know, because I feel like she spends more on the lottery tickets than we actually win.
I know.
That's how they get you, Joe.
All right, next up. I'm sorry we're not going to spend too much time on Adam Frazier. Did you want to say anything else? Because I sure don't.
No. See you, Adam. He was a very good hitter at one point, but not anymore. I'm just laughing at this Bob Nightingale tweet. Shohei Ohtani was long gone and not under consideration for the Derby. He was long gone.
It's ridiculous. Juwan Jennings, I should say, is a topic right now in the NFL. Teams interested in trading for him. Says he wants out. It's unimaginable to me that the 49ers won't work something out with this guy. Is Ayuk going to be ready for the season? And if he's not, their receiver room becomes Ricky Pearsall, DeMarcus Robinson, Jordan Watkins, somebody named Tariq Owens, who is a far cry from Terrell Owens. They can't afford to not sign him, if you know what I mean. I think he's making some noise right now. If he's available, my God, I'd make a really good offer and go get him.
I would, too. He's a good receiver.
He's a legit number two, and I love his style. He crushes people. He plays hard. He's talented. He's starting to put up numbers now that there's been more room for him. But it's unimaginable to me that they're going to leave their receiver room like that.
Yeah, and that's kind of why, from a San Francisco perspective, I don't really know if they're going to be actually a good team this year or not. They've lost so many pieces, but that's here nor there. Juwan Jennings would make sense. Remember how great of a run he had in the playoffs for San Francisco a couple of years back? He was like their best receiver on a team that had Debo Samuel, Ayuk, who still, we'll see how he comes off the injury, and George Kittle. So him paired with Metcalf, what would you give up, a third? Do you think that would get it done, a third-round pick for Juwan Jennings? We're not talking significant cap. We're not talking a first in any regard. Maybe not even a second.
Well, for assuming you're going to sign him, and he's not going to go anywhere unless that assurance is made, obviously, right?
Yep.
He just signed an extension, by the way, I think last year. Now he has 1 year left on his deal. I'd give up a second for him. I think he's a guy who's ready to blossom.
I don't think you need to. You gave up a second for Metcalf, for who's a more productive receiver and a younger receiver than Juwan Jennings is. So, especially with what the money's going to command, you paid Metcalf a significant amount of money. At just 28, don't you think that Jennings should just be, I don't know, you pay him $10 million a year?
Yeah, you're right. Probably a third.
And only a third. I would do it.
Probably a third.
Maybe you throw in a
six. I just think he's still a guy, even though, and I didn't realize, by the way, he is a low-key 28. How did that happen, Limits?
We've gotten older, Joe. The days get faster, I feel like, the older we get.
But he's only been in the league for 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that extension was after his rookie deal, because he was a seventh-round pick in 2020.
I know, but some guys blossom late.
And he's one of them.
And last year, when he got a real opportunity, he had 77 catches for almost 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns. And I feel like he's ready to bloom in a big way. Anyway, coming up next, let's continue our 6-pack that's turned into an 8-pack, maybe even a 12-pack, Limits. There's some other stories brewing. One is Shady McCoy is very angry. I'll tell you why. And also, this was my favorite story of the day, is the Bengals' first round pick may go back to college, which is tremendous. He may be on the Carl Krauser plan. We may find this guy still in college in 2034. Also, Arch Manning had some things to say. Is he the guy that the Steelers will target next year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh man, this Bengals story is absolutely delicious. And it calls for Limits to crack yet another one on our way to a 12-pack. Please. You can include Ron's voice anytime you want during these Wednesday six packs limits, if you would. There you go.
You're welcome.
Tell you what, these Cliffs Builders bars, these protein bars, are unbelievable. Have you ever eaten one of these things?
I don't think so, but I'm glad that you're staying healthy.
You should. You're the beat writer. I said that to a guy on the golf course yesterday. He wasn't happy.
What, the beat writer, or that you should eat a Cliff bar?
The beat writer part. I got paired with a foursome from I won't say where from, but they, four guys playing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm playing as a single, and things are going a little slowly.
So they wouldn't let you play by yourself.
Well, no, there were people in front of them. Mm-hmm. That's beside the point limits. Please don't interrupt the story.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'll be quiet back here.
So they were nice. Don't get me wrong. Two of them were anyway. They said, come play with us. You know, you're not going anywhere. So I did. Two of them, very engaging, very nice, one a Pitt basketball fan. And two of them were more like Ron, maybe a little bit cranky in their aging years. And the one guy just stopped playing. And I thought, did he not want to play because they added a fifth to the group here? There's only a couple holes left. And he was very cranky. So I asked his friend, why did he quit? And the guy in his crankiness said, I don't know. And I said, you should. You're the beat writer. And I don't think he liked that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think he liked that at all. How does that make sense there?
You are the troll.
Oh.
Against the people that are not happy that you join them.
Yeah. I do like that saying. My wife says that to me now. She's even adopted it. You should
know.
You're the beat writer.
You're the beat writer.
That's what I used to say to Jerry DePaula.
All
the
time.
I'm the only man who ever made him angry. Donnie's wedding invitations are drawing a lot of...
The save the dates, yes.
...reaction, the save the dates. What's the difference between an invitation and a save the date?
I don't know the difference, but I'm told that there is one, so I'll be excited.
Who told you, and what is it?
So my dad said that there's a difference between the two. I guess the save the date
They can pull it at the last second with the save the date, or what?
No, I think the save the date is what's sent out first, like a long time before the wedding, so that it's like, hey... Remember to mark this on your calendar so you know.
Okay, and then there's a formal invite later. I get that, but it's essentially an invitation to somebody's wedding.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And apparently Donnie has invited everybody in Western Pennsylvania to his wedding. Other than Cam Hayward.
Yes.
And maybe Josh Rountree. Did Rountree get invited?
You ready for this?
What?
I heard Rountree. There's a rumor going around. Rountree might be officiating the wedding.
Oh my God, you're right.
That's
now that
the
I
rumor.
Think of it, he told me that.
Oh.
Now he
so must be true.
He has to show up with a striped shirt and a white cap and a whistle, does he not?
A whistle?
Officiate.
For the football game?
Yes, it's going to be incredible.
Will they have uniforms or will they wear formal attire?
Donnie's got to wear a top hat, but let's get back to the invitations.
Why would a top hat make sense for Donnie?
I think he'd just look great in one.
And a top hat?
Suspenders, a top hat, and a cane. Like Willy
Wonka.
What
is he, a 1950s barber?
No, he'd be like Willy Wonka. It would be tremendous. Is there anybody here that you've sensed their feelings are hurt who didn't get invited?
I don't know, because it seems like everybody has gotten invited.
Did Harry get one?
Harry was invited. I was a little surprised by that.
Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers.
I believe he's invited.
So basically everybody here.
No, there are some people. I'm sure there are other part-time producers that were not invited. But I'm sure most of them were.
It's become a big topic on their show that Harry didn't use any sort of discrepancy here. He just went with everybody. Not only that, but what are we talking here? 500 people?
Should Harry be invited to the wedding?
I don't know the nature of his relationship with Donnie. Are they close? Are they just acquaintances? Did they go to Waynesburg together? I don't think so, because I was there teaching Harry everything he knew, and
no.
Donnie was already gone.
I think they might have overlapped 1 year. Maybe. But there are people that I went to school with for 1 year that wouldn't be invited to my wedding.
Well, now they work together, though.
It's fair. They don't see each other that often, though.
And Harry's a nice man. I think Harry should be. How horrible would it be if he didn't invite Harry, for God's sake?
That would be sad.
Yeah.
I could just see Harry on the dance floor. Hello, Pony! Join me out here on the dance floor. It's so much fun. They're playing hotel room service.
You seem to have a problem with Harry. You and Harry, yes, you do. You have a little rivalry going.
No, remember Harry and I mended fences?
No, I don't. You two take subtle shots at each other.
No, we don't.
There's something happening with you and Harry.
No, this is just another one of your Joe Starkey
creations. Well, why don't you want, you just said on the air that should Harry be invited? It's a creation by me?
Yes.
Why do you question whether Harry should be invited to the wedding?
I didn't think that Donnie and Harry were that close. So I wondered if because I'm invited, Donnie felt an obligation to invite Harry.
I mean, I'm not that close with Donnie. We work together. I like him. I love Donnie Football Fridays, but it's not like we're really good friends or anything.
Pomp was invited too.
And Pomp.
Will Bob go to the wedding?
How often has Pomp and Donnie had a conversation?
Oh, 3 or 4 times maybe.
You think Pomp shows up?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think Bob is always there in moments of support.
Yeah, I think he does too.
And Bob will be there.
With Josh Rountree as the master of ceremonies. I can't wait for this, Limits. I think this is going to be the quintessential Pittsburgh wedding.
Who will ruin the wedding? Who will have the opportunity and strife to ruin a part of the wedding?
Harry is a candidate, yeah. Does anybody else at this point in their life have nights where they, you know, maybe tip a few too many? Does Pony still do that?
Possibly.
I don't think he would do it, though.
No, I don't either. No. I think he'd try to be responsible at Donnie's wedding. What I would be a little bit fearful of is in the middle of the ceremony, Donnie, do you take Sarah to be your lawfully wedded wife? And all of a sudden you hear in the gallery, it's Joe Starkey yawning.
Just That's what I told you earlier.
Throw a wrench into the ceremony.
That's what I told you earlier. I think Donnie may have some concern over my presence at his wedding, even though I don't drink.
And I think it's realistic
it's
to
warranted.
Think so.
Yeah, I think it's warranted. Well, that'll be a topic for months, really, here, including him in an incredible move. I think taking a subtle shot at you and becoming the first person ever to take a shot at somebody via a wedding invitation. I mean, it's just incredible that you didn't get a plus one. He has no confidence that you will have a plus one.
That's not it.
No, that's absolutely it.
That is not it. That is, Donnie has already invited 200 people, and he doesn't want to pay for more dinner plates.
Apparently,
I completely understand.
Apparently, this conversation happened on the PM show. You ready for this quote from
yesterday?
Because
you know I'm an everyday topic on the PM team show.
Malzi said, and I quote, Donnie, did you give Austin a plus one for the wedding? This is what Donnie said. Are you ready?
No.
No, that would require him finding a girlfriend.
Is that what Donnie said?
That's what Donnie said. I just got sent the quotes. Thoughts?
No comment. I have nothing to say.
No comment.
I have nothing to say.
Do you secretly have one, a girlfriend, that we don't know about?
It wouldn't be a secret if that was the case.
Oh, okay. This is like Ron. This is becoming a younger version of Ron.
Considering, like, let's say hypothetically that was the case, I would not share it because Pony has put enough things out there about me that I would rather keep private than share with Pony.
Are you angry at Donnie for that line?
I would tell you off the air.
Off the air.
Yeah.
Are you angry at Donnie for sharing that line?
No. It's a constantly, I'm the brunt of a lot of jokes around here.
And you give out a lot, too.
I throw it
you
back.
You dish out a lot.
Yeah, I dish it out, yes.
You dish out to Pony for sure.
Well, yeah, you have to.
Right.
Yeah, we all.
You're no wallflower, buddy.
We all throw shade at each other, all in good fun.
Yes.
We're all friends here. Some of it might
Are
go
we?
Too far.
Yeah, well, it probably does.
Yeah.
This
like you trying to pick the fight with me and Bob.
That was, well, we won't even get into that.
Yep, even though Bob and I mended fences in the break and gave each other a handshake, a hug, and Bob got me food.
That's because you're both afraid of confrontation.
No, that's because Bob and I are good friends.
I wouldn't go that far.
We're friends.
Yeah. Acquaintances.
Friends.
Work partners.
Bob would call me a friend if you asked.
No, he wouldn't.
I think he would.
Shamar Stewart. This story is incredible. Mike Floria, headline, Pro Football Talk. Shamar Stewart could still try to go back to school. He'd be Rodney Dangerfield here for the Bengals. He's the only unsigned first-round pick. And via the Sporting News and Bud Elliott of CBS Sports, this is through Florio, recently reported that Stewart has been fully involved in workouts at Texas A&M. And Elliott's source said Stewart, quote, could try to come back and play again this season and go into the draft again next year. So Limits, my first question for us is, should this be allowed? Florio says, why shouldn't a player who has never taken an NFL paycheck or signed an NFL contract be prevented from going back to school? Man, if this ever went to court and they said you could, you know how many players would do this if they just didn't like their situation?
Probably a lot.
Do you think it should be allowed?
Like, what if, think about it this way, what if Eli, because he didn't want to go to the Chargers, just decided, you know what, I'm just going to go back to school for another year.
Yeah.
Was Eli a junior or senior when he came out?
I don't remember.
But like, let's say hypothetically he did have an extra year of eligibility.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, well, you know, being the first overall pick and however many million comes with that is nice, but I'm just going to go back. I'll be the number one pick next year anyway. That would open a huge can of worms.
I mean, this is incredible if this were to happen. Now, I think there have been some subsequent reports that say, no, this is not going to happen. But when you think about it, even if it's not him, and I love that this is the Bengals, this is, given NIL and the amount of money they're throwing around, this is going to become an issue eventually, right? Where someone gets, see, I don't think it's fair, although I don't know all the legal ramifications, and I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, which is dangerous. It doesn't feel fair that a team would draft a guy and he still have the option to go back to school.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? However, I mean, the money out there, can you imagine if he went back to school, but not to Texas A&M?
And what, he entered the portal?
I don't know. Can they still take players right now for this season? I don't even know.
No,
or is the portal closed?
The portal's closed. Like, you can't enter right now, but that, I don't even know how that would work too, Joe, because if you are an underclassman or if you're a junior, you're not a senior and you don't have any eligibility anyway, but if you're a junior like Stewart and you decide that you are going to declare for the draft, that is you basically giving up your right to go back to college, I thought. That is you saying, all right, I'm gonna go into the NFL, I'm going pro.
Well,
I
think you can declare, and then if you get advice that, oh, you're not going to be drafted very highly, you can still go back.
You can do that in the NBA. I don't know if you can do that in the NFL.
Once the draft happens, then it should be too late, in my opinion.
Yeah, it should be, because consider you're a prospect. I think of Kalen King is the example that I think of most. He was a corner at Penn State a couple years ago. He came out thinking he was going to be like a fourth-round pick. He ended up going in like the seventh round. Like, if you don't like that, maybe you just go back for another year. Or what if you're an underclassman, like, let's say you're a redshirt sophomore or you're a junior, and you decide to come out and you get undrafted.
Right.
You can't just go back to school because you were undrafted and you thought your value was better than what people actually believed.
I love that this is happening with the Bengals, that's all. And, you know, unfair, when I say unfair that a team should draft a guy and then have him go back to school, it also sounds unfair that the Bengals have chosen this guy to be the first player in their franchise history to accept this kind of language, this voiding of guarantees over anybody else.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm on the kid's side here. Like, what are you doing? As Florio said, listen, we're talking about the Bengals here. They're as cheap as they are stubborn. If they hear Stewart may go back to school for a year, the knee-jerk response could be to call his bluff. I just want to see this story develop. I hope he does try to do that, and then I want to see where it goes from there, because it's the Bengals. Unbelievable, and yet very believable.
If they find a way to botch this situation and Trey Hendrickson, they're going to have nobody rushing the passer. They might have you and I go try out for Cincinnati.
Let's do it one more time, shall we, Limits? Thank you.
You're welcome. The Noah Constrictor is coming up soon.
What's that sound? It sounds like something ringing.
Oh,
in my
so there's
ears.
This.
Do I have tinnitus?
No, it's the big emergency alert system box in the back here.
Oh, it just
you can hear it in the background.
Goes on its own there.
Yeah, sometimes it, like when there's a required test, we'll be able to hear it over the air. But sometimes there is non-required tests.
You know what?
It's just a warning.
I have a mini rant. That's what I want to do with this. We spend an awful lot of time here and people, I think fans do in general, questioning O'Neal Cruz. Justifiably, he's flatlined. He has. He's been disappointing. On the other hand, the dude has a chance to finish with 30 home runs and 50 steals, and they're paying him about 10 cents. He's an unbelievable bargain. That's what people forget. He's not signed to any sort of long-term deal limits.
No.
So he's an unbelievable bargain right now, and I'm going to stop saying that word. He's an incredible bargain. We spend an awful lot of time talking about Key Brian Hayes, who is not an incredible bargain. He's a horrible, horrible hitter and just drags down their lineup every day. We talk about him all the time. You know who we don't talk about enough?
Brian Reynolds.
Is Brian Reynolds the first $100 million man in Pirate history? And I wrote about this morning at the Post-Gazette. We all know the biggest culprit in this face plant the Pirates have done this year is Bob Nutting. We all know that. That's a given. Ben Cherington's next, and that still falls back on Bob Nutting because he hired him, and then he hamstrung him. And the little amount of money that Cherington does have to spend, he's squandered it, and he's blown draft picks, and they can't draft and develop, and they can't find hitters. The lineup is historically hideous. But Bob Nutting's, whatever you want to call it, stinginess and his cluelessness do not absolve certain players. And the guy at the top of that list by a trillion miles is Brian Reynolds, who for some reason we never talk about. He's horrible. Jason Stark had a mid-season National League LVP award that he gave out. He's been covering the game forever. And Brian Reynolds was among his top three candidates. He chose somebody else, I forget who. Brian Reynolds was among his top three candidates. This guy was the Pirates' first $100 million man. He has a .225 batting average, a ridiculous .287 on base percentage, a .656 OPS, and 10 home runs. You can't blame Bob Nutting for that. Okay, there should be a little amount of time and space reserve for blaming the players on hand. Cruz is one of them. Although, again, for the money he's getting, he's actually producing a ton. But he has flatlined since last year. He hasn't improved, and he's very disappointing at times. So he's part of the problem right now rather than the solution. That's a fact. Key Brian Hayes at $70 million is a huge part of the problem, but nobody's close to this guy. How many close games have they played? How many times do you point to a game and say, man, if Reynolds had done one thing in that game, they might have won? He's supposed to be able to carry this team at times. Instead, he helped to bury them. They're done. And I would say he's the biggest reason why in terms of players. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. I mean, he is supposed to be their most consistent hitter. Over the last however many years, he was their most consistent hitter. Now, he is just a complete shell of himself.
And he's probably dealt with injury. So has Hayes. Do we make excuses for Hayes? No, not that I hear. He turns 31 in January, and he appears to be a declining player. They've moved him around the outfield to make it easier for him. And then his OPS is 2021, 912. Next year, 807. Next year, 790, 791. And now 656. So reserve at least a small space to blame the players, and he tops the list.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.